Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The White House announcing a 30-day exemption, that after President Trump talked with the leaders of the U.S. Big Three automakers. Growing concerns that the hikes on imports and exports could send prices higher on everything from auto parts, groceries, and gas. White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt, when asked how long higher prices might last.
I don't have a crystal ball, but what I can assure the American people is that this president and this administration is doing everything they can.
Los Angeles County suing SoCal Edison, alleging the utilities equipment is responsible for January's deadly Eaton fire. It comes even though the cause of the Eaton fire has not been determined. SoCal Edison denies there is proof of its involvement. The Vatican says Pope Francis's condition remains guarded as he battles pneumonia. The pontiff not able to lead today's Ash Wednesday services. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court, ruling in a 5-4 vote, sided with a lower court that orders the Trump administration to lift the freeze on USAID funding.
Five justices on the Supreme Court said Trump needed to comply with that order and at least for now begin paying out that $2 billion in aid, a sliver of foreign aid from this country, not by any means all foreign aid, but just a sliver to these particular groups that brought this challenge.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. A new memoir about the inner workings of Facebook's parent company and the execs who run it.
Meta's former director of global public policy, Sarah Wynne Williams, describes CEO Mark Zuckerberg and those in his leadership team in the new book as careless, self-interested human beings who became less responsible the more power they grasped. At one point in the book, Zuckerberg is said to have gone to great lengths to try to convince the Chinese Communist Party to allow Meta to operate there, including giving them AI technology and developing censorship tools that could be used only in China.
ABC's Sherry Preston, Michelle Franz, and ABC News.
The news this hour is sponsored by Right Way Shell. Attention all drivers, Shell's Fuel Rewards program is here to save your wallet and put a smile on your face. Fuel Reward members with platinum status can now save at least 10 cents per gallon on every fill-up with any fuel type. Download the free Shell app today from the App Store or Google Play. Drive on and cash in big time. Right Way Shell in Spring Green.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they are dedicated to keeping you protected when life takes an unexpected turn. From life, auto, and home insurance to coverage for UTVs, ATVs, farms, commercial vehicles, and properties, they've got it all under one roof. With competitive rates and personalized service, they will bring you peace of mind. Your protection is always top priority. Contact them today at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in protecting what matters most. Because they are not just here to sell insurance, they are here to advocate for you.
Your forecast. Heading into the evening, the winter weather advisory for Crawford, Richland, Sauk, and Vernon counties will end at 6. The wind advisory continues until 9. For tonight, lows of 19, northwest winds 15 to 25, gust as high as 30. Thursday, mostly sunny with highs of 37, west winds 10 to 20. Thursday night, cloudy with lows of 23, and Friday cloudy, light snow chances early on, more sun later, highs of 37. With winds out of the northeast at 10 to 13, it is 27 degrees.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Want to go over some of the weather announcements that we have been receiving throughout the day today. All Richland County meal sites are closed. There will not be home-delivered meals. The Richland Community Food Pantry, though, that will be open from 4 to 5:30. Ash Wednesday service at St. Philip's Catholic Church Rolling Ground today is canceled. Other Ash Wednesday services being canceled include Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Lone Rock, St. Mary's Keysville, Willow Valley United Methodist Church also. The Willow Valley United Methodist Church Men's Spaghetti Supper today has been moved to next Wednesday at 4:30. Willow Valley United Methodist Church's gig, or Growing in God for tonight, that has been canceled. The Power of Attorney for the Healthcare Clinic at the Richland Center Community Center today, that also has been postponed and will now be held March 26th from 4 to 6 p.m. Again, it's 27 degrees.
100.9 W. Garcia.
For ABC News, sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
Man, he made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rolled out.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
Politics, it wouldn't table talk. Back when you had a fight, you could just walk it off. I could use some bad beer right now. 98 Chevy with the tailgate down. FM on it with the gold of loud.
Wisconsin Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, a common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. CrawfordForWI.com.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Kepler, and I am running for a third term on the Richland Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. I have used my farming experience of working with co-ops and serving on several boards to help me be a confident and valued member of the Richland Electric Board. I've taken advantage of educational classes provided through Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association to further my understanding of the electric industry so I can provide good leadership here at Richland Electric. My goal is to always provide safe, reliable, and as cost-effective as possible, electricity and services to the members and communities I represent. I would appreciate your support, and don't forget to vote. Thank you.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes! Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
A Texas wind is blowing. The clouds are moving in. I've been driving for hours, remembering where we've been. I'm miles and miles from nowhere. The moon has disappeared. There's a thunder in the distance. It reminds me you're not here. So I turn on the radio, searching for a song. Static's all that greets me, and I know I'm all alone. So I push on through the darkness, trying to stay awake. But this coffee that I'm drinking ain't strong enough to shake. The rain inside of me never goes away. Texas, but it's the dead of night for me. When I finally make the distance and the music fades away, I smile for all the strangers. And I step off of the stage. We used to shoot a whiskey to celebrate the show. But Jack without the Daniel is a drink I drank alone.
Cause it's
the dead of night for me.
Man.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stop by 880 North Orange Street today and see the difference. A difference your animals will notice.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. President Trump says he's granting U.S. automakers a one-month exemption on new tariffs for vehicles brought in from Mexico and Canada. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The three companies that he spoke to are Stellantis, Ford, and General Motors. They requested the call, they made the ask, and the president is happy to do it. It's a one-month exemption.
Leavitt later saying Trump is open to hearing about additional exemptions. Best Buy CEO Barry says, Corey Barry says, prices will be getting higher for tech products.
At the end of the day, the consumer, who of course, given how the tariffs are structured right now, will have impacts across many of the things that they are purchasing.
Los Angeles County is suing Southern California Edison to recover costs and damages from the devastating Eaton Fire. It burned close to 10,000 structures in Altadena. The county alleges that the utility's equipment caused the blaze that killed 17 people. Rebound on Wall Street, the Dow up close to 300 points right now, 1%, S&P and NASDAQ surging as well. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The WIAA's 29th annual state team wrestling tournament will be held this coming weekend at the Fieldhouse in Madison. Teams from the Southwest Conference, including Prairie du Chien, will be wrestling Gail Ettrick Trempolo, Melrose Mindoro Saturday morning at 10 in the semifinals. And Fenimore, the SWAL, will wrestle Stratford in the Division III semifinal match, also at 10 o'clock. Champions will be crowned with their 3 o'clock matches in Divisions 1, 2, and 3. Marquette will be seeking payback at UConn tonight when it takes on the Huskies. UConn won the first Big East Conference showdown between the teams. Marquette has lost the last four meetings between the two. The Badgers look for their 9th win over border battle rival Minnesota. Despite the long winning streak, the games are usually close. It's senior night in Minneapolis. Hear the game on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450. The Packers are keeping kicker Brandon McManus after his steady performance in the 2024 NFL season. He succeeded the two that succeeded Mason Crosby. It was announced today that Mason Crosby will officially be retiring as a Green Bay Packer. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
100.9 WRCO.
Well, the winter weather advisory for Crawford, Richland, Sauk, and Vernon counties continues until 6, while the wind advisory until 9 for Crawford, Richland, Sauk, and Vernon counties. For tonight, lows down to 19, northwest winds 15 to 25, gusts could be as high as 30 at times, blustery otherwise. Thursday, mostly sunny with highs of 37, west winds 10 to 20. Thursday night, lows of 23, becoming cloudy. Cloudy Friday with light snow chances early, but more sun later, highs of 37. With some very light flurries falling, we are at 27 degrees. We receive 49 hundredths of an inch of a mixture of rain and snow. The barometer is up to 29.53. Northeast winds are at 15. Again, it's 27 degrees.
I've watched a California sunset
burned from orange to gold. Bought a pawn shop six string, sold my soul to rock and roll. They say if you ain't busy living, then you're just dying slow. I wanna say I've done it all by the time it's time to go. Where and when and what'll be the death of me? Will heaven only know? One go, rode life's roller coasters, mountain highs and valley lows. Broke a 100 on two wheels, found revival on the road. The devil's always on my heels, but I keep him on his toes. And it might be the highway, and it might be these songs, it might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it. One day I'm gonna die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
Girl, I'm glad you called. I first heard you talk. Took me a second cause I couldn't hear your drawl. And that don't sound like you. Oh, that don't sound like you. I know it's been a while. I don't mean to pry, but when I asked you if you happy, I didn't hear a smile. And that don't sound like you. No, that ain't the girl I knew. You always sounded like truck tires on a gravel. Cut it and that don't sound like you. No, that ain't the girl I knew. You always sounded like truck tires on a gravel road. Laughing at the world, blasting my radio. Cannonballs flashing in the water. Doing whatever, whenever you wanted. What did he do? Cause baby, you don't sound like you.
laughing at the world, blasting my radio. Girl, I knew, 'cause you don't sound like you anymore. Girl, I'm glad you called. First heard you talk, took me a second 'cause I couldn't hear yo.
Lee Bryce, that don't sound like you. Here on WRC, before that, Corey Kent, Something's Gonna Kill Me. On this Wednesday, March 5th, it is Ash Wednesday. It also happens to be National Cheese Doodle Day. I wonder if they count cheese balls, because then we could celebrate here at the station. I think. Hang on. Yeah, I think there's still some left. I'll have to go check everybody's hands, make sure there's no cheese powder on them.
Well, you never think the queen would be the first one in the castle to get up. This one scrambles eggs, packs book bags, and herds three kids on the bus. When she's grocery shopping, she stops and talks to everyone she sees. Oh, but they ain't got a clue that they're talking to royalty. When I see her in the garden, in overalls, cotton gloves and rubber boots, she looks so out of place. I guess that's something I'll never get used to. When I say yard work ain't fit for a girl like her, she just laughs at me. And that bald cap may block the sun, it can't cover up her majesty. Sometimes she gets to thinking she's just a mother and a wife, so I remind her of her true identity. She says that was years ago, 20 pounds or so, just a silly memory. But to me she'll always be class of 93, Christian County homecoming queen. She could have went to college, New York City, been a model, there's no doubt. I know she had a choice, and I thank God she chose the rural route. When I see her clipping coupons or washing dishes, Lord, it's easy to forget everything she could have been and everything she really is. Sometimes she gets to thinking she's just a mother and a wife, so I remind her of her true identity. Pounds or so, just a silly memory. But to me, she'll always be the class of 93, Christian County homecoming queen. And every night I go to sleep, I close my eyes and dream with the Christian County homecoming queen.
mama's drapes. Standing tall in the backyard shed, looking cool in my Superman cape. I told the neighborhood girl, said, hey y'all, watch this. My fate was a broken arm and my reward, one big kiss. When daddy asked me why I did it, I made him laugh out loud when I told him, cause the chicks will dig it. Scars heal, glory fades, and all we're left with are the memories made. Oh yeah, pain hurts, but only for a minute. Your life is short, so go on and live it, cause the chicks dig it. Oh yeah, the chicks dig it. Blacktop Road, learner permit. Thought I was Earnhardt, driving fast, but I didn't see the ditch. Took out a mailbox, then a fence, then a barn. The police came and called my father, but I met the farmer's daughter. And when the judge asked me why I did it, he threw the book at me. When I told him, cause the chicks dig it. Scars heal, glory fades, and all we're left with are the memories made. Oh yeah, your pain hurts, but only for a minute. Life is short, so go on and live it, cause the chicks dig it. Oh yeah. Oh. Just throw caution to the wind, my friend, and then sit back and watch your life begin. Cause scars heal, glory fades, and all we're left with are the memories made. Oh yeah, your pain hurts, but only for a minute. Your life is short, so go on and live it, cause the chicks dig it. Scars heal,
by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011, and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. DC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, DC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. DC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
When you say I'm fine, that means I did something wrong.
Your bathroom breaks, why do they always take so long?
I told you that I loved you. It's not my fault if you forget.
Let me spell it out for you, 'cause you don't get it yet. I want flowers for no reason.
Bring me bacon and a kiss. It's really not that hard. I don't know why you think it is. It's like teaching sign language to a monkey with no hands. Trying to figure out. I just wanna watch the game.
I need you to wash the dishes.
That's why I bought paper plates.
I want you to read my mind.
I'm scared you'll read mine back.
I've got caviar dreams.
I'll take a soda and Big Mac. Can you always have a headache?
Won't you wipe the toilet lid?
It's really not that hard. I don't know why you think it is. Teaching sign language to a monkey with no hands. Trying to figure out a woman.
Trying to understand a man.
You know means no in his
7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Wild God put stingers on honeybees. It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver." Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? Trees, wild God put stingers on honeybees. It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. Saying, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? Squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like..." One coffee and a little bitty orange juice.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. President Trump says he's granting U.S. automakers a one-month exemption on new tariffs for vehicles brought in from Mexico and Canada. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The three companies that he spoke to are Stellantis, Ford, and General Motors. They requested the call. They made the ask, and the president is happy to do it. It's a one-month exemption.
Leavitt later saying Trump is open to hearing about additional exemptions. Best Buy CEO Corey Barry says prices will be getting higher for tech products.
At the end of the day, the consumer, who of course, given how the tariffs are structured right now, will have impacts across many of the things that they are purchasing.
Los Angeles County is suing Southern California Edison to recover costs and damages from the devastating Eaton Fire. It burned close to 10,000 structures in Altadena. The county alleges that the utility's equipment caused the blaze that killed